the heart and soul of racing. RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Always great to have a chat to Mick Floyd on the show every Wednesday. How's your week, Mick?
Busy week as always, but no, it's good fun. We're heading into a little bit quiet time here at Sandown Park, but it won't be long before we're talking nationals. It's an exciting time in greyhound racing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's recap last weekend first of all. The Group 1, Peter Mossman last Saturday, Mr. Twister, won again. He's now won over $250,000 in prize money.
Very, very good young pup, and he's just coming into that right stage in his career now. He's got the experience under his belt. He's at the right age group. And $250,000 under his belt, that $75,000 first prize on Saturday night, obviously giving that a good boost. Very smart dog, obviously. Good early pace. His racing manners have improved a lot since he had the tonsils out. And after winning that $100,000 in the Richmond Riches, he certainly repaid the owners. He was a $21,000 purchase at the Richmond Auctions. And as you said, with over $250,000 to his name now, he's got a very, very bright future ahead.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And speaking of bright futures, another Group 1 for Fanta Bale.
She's a superstar. That's five now for the year, over every distance in Victoria, in Queensland. There's really not much you can... there's no knock on the dog at all. She's just about the perfect chaser. She's an absolute flying machine. Unfortunately, won't make the trip back up to Brisbane for the Superstayers this Thursday night. She's got a bit of a sore throat after the travel back, but she'll be able to freshen up. And there's a couple of nice races, including the McKenna Memorial here in July over the 5.95 for her, and, of course, the Nationals after that. So, yeah, she's another one. It doesn't turn three until August, and... with nearly 800,000 to her name, she could be the highest earning greyhound of all time.
Gee whiz, that is amazing. Let's look ahead to this week, tomorrow night and the weekend. What are the highlights?
Yeah, really nice card again at Sandown on Thursday night. Black Mumbo is an absolute flying machine. He's in fantastic form. Another had his tonsils out and improved his form a lot. He's won his last four at the top level here at Sandown. He'll go around in race number eight. And another one to keep an eye out for, race five, number one, Beanbag. It was a good thing beaten last week. Had the race shot the bits, but a greyhound misbehaved on the way in and cost it the race. But it does look hard to beat race five, number one, on Thursday night.
All right. And important for all participants out there, we know the draft code of practice has been put out there, and there was some concern from industry participants that it may be too overbearing and prove the death knell for the sport. We're the Racing Minister, Martin Pakula, on saying that this is just a draft. We want industry participants' feedback before it gets finalised. So you're asking everyone in the greyhound industry to put their feedbacks in.
Absolutely, yeah. Take the time, make sure everyone takes the time to read through it thoroughly and understand the implications, and make sure you get your submissions in. There's plenty of support available from each of the clubs and from GRV to assist in that feedback process. But, yeah, it's absolutely important that everyone sits down and has their say before this code is enacted.
Mick, what's the best of the weekend?
I reckon Beanbag is the one to beat. Race 5, number 1. He might get a reasonable price. Doesn't win out of turn, but from box 1, should be pretty hard to beat Thursday night.
Good luck over the weekend, mate. We look forward to catching you next Wednesday.
A pleasure as always. Thank you.
Mick Floyd from Sandown Greyhounds there. That brings us to a close on our show. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you missed Giles, you can jump on the RSN website, download the podcast and have a listen. It was fascinating to hear what he had to say about the merger and other issues in racing at this point in time. Tomorrow, we are hopeful of getting Tabcorp CEO on the show as well, and we'll start to look ahead to a big weekend of racing. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow from 8:30.